How do you compete in high school sports if you're the only high school on an island? In Ketchikan, Alaska, a community of about 14,000, that question is asked frequently. High school sports teams there must travel by air or water to compete against other schools. It's expensive and time-consuming, but it's also a fun bonding experience. Reporter Emily Files tagged along with one of Ketchikan's high school teams, and she has this story.
We aren't staying in Ketchikan for long, because right now we're in the town's airport. The Ketchikan High School girls' JV soccer team, the Lady Kings, are waiting for their final trip of the season. They're flying to Sitka, a slightly smaller town that's about 200 miles north, also on an island.
They've got this down.
Marissa Medford is the team's head coach.
They've pretty much been living out of their bags for over a month now, so pretty much enough time to be home to wash their stuff and get the new set of homework and hit the road again.
The past month and a half, they've traveled nearly every weekend. They flew to Juneau twice, then Anchorage, now Sitka. It's been exhausting. But here's why Coach Medford thinks it's worth it.
We have a really bad issue with substance abuse and domestic violence, and not just Ketchikan, but Alaska in general, suicide. So it's good for them to stay involved and have self-worth and a sense of purpose and meaning, and, you know, that's good to see. This team does not lack in self-confidence at all, so that is good.
So what goes into making all of this travel possible? For one thing, lots of fundraising. Flights in Alaska are expensive. For a round-trip ticket from Ketchikan to Juneau, it's about $400 per seat. Multiply that by 20 or 30 players. Medford estimates the total travel this year came to about $45,000. The school district gives the team about $20,000. It's up to the girls and coach to raise the rest.
Who's in 20A?
The girls carry their duffel bags and iPods onto the plane. Once they land, they're driven to the homes of the Sitka soccer players. That means not only do they stay with strangers on these trips, but they stay with the people they're competing against.
I don't know. I always feel awkward staying at people's house that don't know.
That's Angel Spurgeon, a Ketchikan striker. She says it's especially awkward if you're staying with someone who can't let go of what happens on the field.
One time when we played Thunder Mountain and we had tied with them and we broke their, like, undefeated streak, and their goalie wouldn't give the people she was housing a ride home, so she made her parents give them a ride home because she was kind of mad at us.
But Angel's teammate Katie Powers says most of the time that competitiveness goes away when you're eating dinner and watching movies together.
On the field, you see them as the team to beat, and you see them fouling your team. I mean, it definitely gives you an impression of them. And then they're really nice, and it's just, at first, it's a little odd to see, actually. It's surprising because you have this other impression of them. But I think it's really nice that we get to stay with them, and it's nice to get to see them outside of the game.
On this trip, the team is missing yet another day of school. Because of travel, student-athletes miss a lot of Fridays and sometimes Thursdays and Wednesdays. Again, Coach Medford.
Each day they miss school, they're required to do 2 hours of study time. So that's what we're doing right now.
The girls sit around tables at Sitka High School filling out worksheets and essay outlines. The most difficult part of doing homework on the road is not having their teachers here to answer questions.
Right there. Maroon, spread out!
Later in the afternoon, the team faces off against the Sitka High School Wolves. The Ketchikan JV played Sitka back in March and easily won. In fact, the Lady Kings are undefeated this season.
Good job, ladies! Good work!
And that doesn't change today. The Lady Kings beat Sitka 5-0. But the next day, things take a turn.
Hey, defense, how about you talk to each other, okay? Start doing it. Start listening.
The last game of the season doesn't go well for the Lady Kings. Sitka wins 3-1. Here's Vani Spagai and Katie Powers.
Yeah, but it was a horrible game.
And we definitely didn't play our best. No.
Yeah, their advantage is they can go home and sleep in their own beds, and, you know, they have a definite advantage that way, and they're subbing in every, like, 3 minutes, it seems. So, I mean,
but you can't blame a game on that completely. Yeah. It wasn't one of our good games.
Yeah, it wasn't our good game. Well.
And they played pretty good.
Yeah, they did.
The next morning, the girls are back at the Sitka airport. Melody Jax and Tierra Hayes are sitting in the crowded terminal reflecting on the last games of the season.
Our head wasn't really in the game. We were all focused on, this is the last game, season's over. We get to go home and do nothing. And so we weren't really in it to win it, I guess.
It was kind of sad because it broke our undefeated streak, but that's okay. I guess you can't be on a high horse forever, so.
The girls have some big questions on their minds. They're both trying to decide whether the huge commitment to high school soccer is worth it. Melody plays alto sax in two high school bands. Music, soccer, and her studies have made for a difficult balancing act. She says she might drop soccer next year. As for Tierra, she's decided to quit ballet so that she has time to continue with soccer.
I've been with ballet for 10 years, and leaving it kind of feels like you're being shot in the heart, but you're doing it for something else that you're learning to love, so.
If soccer is such a huge and exhausting commitment, why play? Here's Coach Medford.
I think it helps them grow, and it brings them closer, you know. It's different than people down south, you know, you hop on a bus, go play a game, hop on a bus and go back home. They're with each other all of the time. You know, they grow friendships and they grow up together.
For Only a Game, I'm Emily Files.
One, two, three. Good game, Sitka. Thank you, refs. Only a Game.
To view Emily Files' photos of Ketchikan's peripatetic soccer squad, please visit onlyagame.org.